Hi, everyone. This is Cherry, and you're listening to Christ-Centered Change. This episode is about grace, right? So in my studying for, you know, health coach and weight loss coach, what I realized that there is a grace window. And when I say grace window, there is like this gap that God has allowed between saying, okay, you're overweight, you're obese, versus you're overweight, obese, and you have these health disparities. Now, there's also grace in the health disparities, and because a lot of that, those conditions can be reversed. So that's a place of grace too. But I'm going to focus on the grace window, which is between, okay, I'm overweight and I am healthy. So I don't have any restrictions when it comes to walking, running, exercising, making easier health food choices because I don't have any type of regimen that I have prescribed to by the doctor. There is another grace because so many disparities are reversible, and you see that amazing work of God happen as well. But again, and if you're suffering from that, be encouraged, because we have to believe that God can do anything, and people have been reversed from, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes. Some things are very reversible and some things are just manageable. And the grace of it is that, you didn't walk yourself off the cliff and you're still here. And that's an amen. But for this episode, I'll be focusing on the grace before it gets to where it requires a medical professional. So there's in life coaching, in health coaching, weight loss coaching, there's a gap. So health coaching really focuses on people who are in the window of, okay, you're healthy and you want to either gain muscle or lose weight. Now, health coaches work with a team, but it, of course, it gets more intense if you do have some type of condition. What God revealed unto me is that this grace window is so important. If you can catch yourself there, if you can catch yourself to say, oh, I'm overweight and I'm still mobile and I don't have any health conditions, take advantage of this grace of God that you are in consciousness, awareness of what is happening to you in your body in that moment, because you decrease the effects of your obesity and where it could have progressed to. So take advantage of the window that God has given you to say, wow, and be thankful and like praise God, because things could be more out of hand. So take advantage of that window, because it becomes a point where health coaching is no longer the best tool because of where, you know, the obesity has indirectly led you to some conditions where it requires more of a medical intervention. So praise God for where you are. I know sometimes it can be discouraging because you can know that, okay, I need to lose weight. I want to lose this amount and I'm this amount, and the numbers, you can see the numbers and it can seem like such a gap. But sometimes we have to stop and to say, God, man, I praise God for what I'm not. And I praise God for where I am and the betterment that he is providing in my life. And that's for everybody, regardless of where you are in this weight loss journey. Praise God that you're here, you lived another day. It's people who indirectly die of obesity from things like their heart gets weak. So many things can happen. So praise God for today. Praise God for another chance. The Bible says that God has new mercies every morning. I'll link a scripture in the description for that so you can read it. But just praise God for today. And wherever you are on this journey, thank God that you're not a step further off the cliff. So back up off the cliff, and I guess that's what it is. That's God's grace, is he has a gravity force. And I feel like God has this spiritual gravity force that is pulling us from the cliff. And we're getting in a safer and safer zone as we pull back, regardless of where you are on that cliff. Believe God's power, his energy, his spirit can pull you back. And in the name of Jesus, believe that and just do something every day. I know I talk about my basically program that I created for myself, and it's intense. It's only because that's just my personality, is that I go hard, but it is completely okay. Everybody has a different personality, a different style. Do something every day. Don't feel pressure to do what another person is doing. Do something that you know that is helping you on your journey to get off that cliff. So that is just my encouragement for you today. It's just to do something. Even if it's one of those days you feel like, oh no, I'm not in the mood, do something. Go to bed every night and say, I can say I did something to reverse my obesity. I did something to try to progress my health, instead of letting just time lead into a decline. So be encouraged and be blessed, and always find the joy.